Good morning. This is Jeremy Deeds, certified financial planner and registered life planner with my Monday money manifesto for the 16th of June. Last week I had a discussion with my son about the Lord of the Rings, and we came up with an interesting perspective on money and possessions, which I'd like to share with you today. I first read The Lord of the Rings back in 1970 and then read it many times subsequently. And in his foreword to the second edition, Tolkien describes the book as a tale that grew in the telling. And for me, it's a book that grew in reading as its meaning and messages became clearer each time I read it. It's a volume I often turn to in the low or difficult points of my life, and I find it really inspiring as well as entertaining. Obviously, it's a work of fantasy, but Tolkien's clearly and deeply descriptive writing and character formation gives it a really believable reality from which one can often draw encouragement and courage and messages. I still read the book from time to time, and of course, Peter Jackson's fabulous film trilogy has added a real new dimension to the story. And for those of you who don't know, by the way, you can see Jackson in the first film. He's a slightly sinister man standing in the rain eating a carrot as Frodo and his party arrive at the Prancing Pony. Anyway, Tolkien wrote The Lord of the Rings before, during, and after the Second World War. And many that obviously saw the book as an allegory for the war, although Tolkien himself always said it was simply a tale. And that he never had any intention of including any hidden messages or meaning in the book. And actually, in his foreword, he specifically states that the book is neither allegorical or topical. However, in my view, such a book, which is really as much an epic as any of the classical epics, cannot really be seen simply as a tale. If you look at the classical epics and myths, they were created to help us live in the world more richly, not to opt out of it. And whether Tolkien intended it or not, Lord of the Rings has a real allegorical undercurrent, and this in itself has changed even its comparatively short lifespan. So what's all this got to do with financial life planning? I think the answer comes in the verses associated with the ring, particularly the last few lines. One ring to rule them all, one ring to find them, one ring to bring them all, and in the darkness bind them. And it's those last words, in the darkness bind them, that lead me to cast the ring as a stunning allegory for money and money's cousin, possessions. All of the ring bearers, Isildur, Sméagol, Bilbo, and Frodo, become enslaved by the ring to a degree and fall into darkness. And that's especially true for Isildur and Sméagol, who are really motivated by greed, fear, and hate. And like the ring, possessions can bind us and enslave us. They prey on our mind. They take up our thoughts and energy. They get in the way, we lose them, find them, worry about them, spend time cleaning and maintaining them. We buy them and don't use them and suffer guilt pangs thereafter about the waste of money. We give them away to friends or as raffle prizes, only for us to win them back at the next raffle and then have to put them forward again. During our lives, I think we go through three phases of life. We start by getting, accumulating, then we move into doing, and before finally moving into the being phase of our lives. And it's this last phase which is the most important, in which we finally become the real us, true to ourselves, unhindered by having to get things and do things. And sadly, the overemphasis on getting at the start of our lives these days often prevents a full transition to being. We become bound for our lives, never able to achieve true freedom. So the ring is the perfect allegory for all the possessions of the world which bind us to them and prevent us achieving freedom. The allegory is perfected at the end of the tale, and here's a spoiler, I'm afraid. When the ring is destroyed and the whole world of fear, anxiety, slavery is overturned in one of the most dramatic passages of the book. Allegories help us to see the world in a different light. They can change our internal beliefs, hitting emotional centers that can give us power to achieve things that rational thinking may not. And a novel is like a myth or an allegory. As Karen Armstrong puts it, it shows us how to look into our own hearts and see our world from a perspective that goes beyond our own self-interest. And so this, I believe, is the real relevance of The Lord of the Rings today. It still has much to teach us, and in financial planning terms, should be seen for its inner meaning of the binding power of possessions, and that's whether intended by the author or not. Before I go, just to remind you that Planning for Life are financial advisors. We have our own unique program for helping our clients develop and execute a plan to achieve their most important life and financial goals as quickly and as efficiently as possible. We are known for putting life before money, and our mission is to achieve freedom for our clients. So if you want more information, do get in touch with us. That's it from me. Have a very, very good weekend. I'll speak to you next week.